Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 26th of January, and I'm recording at 9:50 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, a mixed day in the Asia-Pacific stock markets. Japan, just a wee bit lower, quarter of a point at most. China, a bit higher in here, nearly 1% for the Shanghai Composite Index, so remains just very, very strong. And the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index was up a quarter of a point. And although the Hong Kong Shanghai Enterprise Index was down that same amount. quiet elsewhere. Australia had a good day, up 1.5 percentage points for the ASX 200 index. India was closed, but what's interesting on India here, and this is in US dollar terms, is up 9.5% so far this year. Now, also, the rest small declines, and Thailand down 1.2% here. Okay, let's see. Europe still benefiting from the big $60 billion a month QE until at least the end of September 2016. So solid gains across here, up 1% for the Euro Stoxx index, and a number of gains over 1%. Switzerland also bouncing back a little bit, not in the EU though, of course, or the Euro, but up 1.66%. And Wall Street was down early on, picked up, moved to a modest gain, and closed with tiny gains. Well, the best of it was up just over a quarter of a point by the S&P and the NASDAQ indices. The Dow just about unchanged. What's interesting, though, I think so far, is to pick up some of these percentages in terms of what stock markets have actually done and pick them up in U.S. dollar terms. And the Dow is still down, it's less than 1% at this stage. The S&P is also down a fraction, so in the red so far. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 0.75 percentage point, but those are weak performances overall, and only a fraction better than what Brazil has actually done in 2015 to date. Now, Europe, thanks to the Mario Draghi QE, is in the plus column. Everybody talks about the euro, but this is in dollar terms that I'm going to quote you, and the best performance is Germany's DAX index, which is up 2.30. The UK up 1%, no euro there, though. CAC 40, that's France, up 1.65%. The Italian MIB up 1.42%, so you know, some reasonable gains. And Switzerland, despite the huge rise in the currency, is up 1.7%. Well, now you go a little bit further and you look at how, remember, Wall Street was mostly down, or down on the S&P, but Japan's Nikkei up over 1% this year. The Hang Seng Index, that's Hong Kong, of course, that's up 5.5% overall. And if we pick up the Shanghai China, Shanghai Composite is up 3.7% this year. And, or did I give it, yes, that's correct, 3.7%. And, you know, Taiwan up over 2%, nearly 3%. South Korea up 2.25%. And India, just to repeat that, up over 9.5% and closed today. And Thailand down today, but still up over 7%. So, hey, the best GDP growth and also performance here among stock markets is coming from the Asia-Pacific region. And Euro is coming on gangbusters here in response to what we've seen from Mario Draghi. Now, Venerable George Soros, in a couple of broadcasts, I've picked one up, not the one from Davos, where he talked a little bit more about this. I couldn't find that. But Soros talks about the euro and says, well, it doesn't cure everything. Well, of course it doesn't. But it's bought a fair amount of time to the end of September 2016. And we know that QE is good for stock markets. And this is these are big QE numbers at 60 billion euros per month. In here for the European stock markets. So they're breaking out to the upside, and I think this is a great opportunity here. I've been saying for a while that I especially like the autonomies, and if I picked any one market, it would definitely be Germany there, and I have invested a little bit in the German automobile sector recently, but this is a good run. And okay, Soros says that QE will create bubbles and end in a bubble. But if you know a bubble's going to develop, or very, very likely to develop, it's kind of a good idea to be positioned there and pick up sensible stocks, obviously with good yields, but the valuations are still low in Europe. And you've got a very good lengthy medium-term period here on the upside, I feel. And the important thing is, though, is of course you want to monitor the charts closely. And when we get into 2016 and possibly beyond, when they start to lose upward form, well, the obvious point is you want to be taking profits before it becomes abundantly clear that the bubble has not only occurred but burst. So, good opportunity here, Europe overall. All right, what about these government bonds? Well, the US 10-year yield picked up a little bit. It's up to 1.826 in here today. Commodity markets remain generally very, very soft. Crude oil is the focal point of attention. The WTI in here today at $45.12. And actually, it's gone down again here. It did almost back to $45. Had been as low, the low on the day so far was $44.35, but it's down over 50 cents right now. Brent, similarly, just fractionally above $48, and that's down 70 cents, and it has been as low as 47.57. The supply is still coming on stream, and that WTI chart has eased after a quiet range, has eased down to towards its lows. It looks susceptible to get another little push to the downside. And among some of these other markets, Russia, worthy of note because we had, I think it was Dow Jones, re-rated their Russian debt to junk. No surprise there. Now, going back to commodities, grains and beans a bit lower in here. Precious metals, a little bit of profit taking. They had such a good week last week, and well, they've been on a good run actually for most of January. But palladium, which had lagged in that performance, but it's up here again today, 781, nearly 82. And silver has got up to $18.49 this morning, but currently trading at 17.925, and that's down 37.5 cents. Platinum down $13.70 at 1255, and gold at 1281.4. That's down over $12. Now, my feeling, they're overbought in the short term. They've had a good run. Usually doesn't pay to be buying precious metals when they're overbought in the short term. You want to be a little careful there. But my feeling is that the technical action that we have seen over the last month indicates that the floors are very likely to be in. In other words, we've already seen the lows. It's just how much support building they continue to get before eventually ranging somewhat higher. But first, I think we get a little bit of a reaction here right now. And industrial metals, well, copper is firmer in here today, up to $2.54.4. That's up over 4 cents, but my goodness, that's taken a beating in here recently. Now, currencies. Anything going on in the currencies? The Russian ruble quite weak. I already mentioned that. And the dollar index, well, it's firm again, 94.966. That takes the heat off the US. I think we're unlikely to get that rate hike in June that everybody's been talking about, and some people were talking about it coming sooner than that. I don't think they've made up their minds yet, but there's certainly no compelling reason for the Fed to raise short-term interest rates. That would just push the dollar up further, and I think the dollar is discounting a rate hike. Right now, so it's doing the Fed's job for it. Now, what else can we see here? The euro is a little bit steadier in here today. It's up 36 cents at 112, 1.124, I should say. And Australian dollar soft, but 0.7917. Sterling also, it's been soft, but it's a little firmer in here today. It's back above that 150 level at 1.5078. And that's pretty much it on Monday. So all the very best to all of you.